This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast, surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Some source material for this program was derived from material at GodQuestions.org. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ internet website at gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past, current, and future programs at this internet site, and Pastor Terry Priestap does a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. You may also see photos of Terry and me and learn and read more about us and our ministry. That internet website address is gospel2africa.com, and I will repeat that at the end of the program. At that website, next to my name, I am referred to as an evangelist. So then, what is an evangelist anyway? An evangelist is someone who proclaims good news. In other words, a preacher of the gospel or a missionary. A person with the gift of evangelism is often someone who travels from place to place to preach the gospel and call for repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. Now, in my case, with the blessing God has given us with the internet and shortwave radio, my voice travels electronically to you so that I may bring you the good news that Jesus loves you, Jesus died for you to save you from the torment of hell that your sin deserves. And I want to meet each and every one of you face to face in heaven one day. The choice, though, is yours, whether we meet in heaven or not. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13 states, Christ Himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip His people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. In Acts 21, verse 8, Philip is named as an evangelist. And in 2 Timothy 4, 5, Paul exhorts Timothy to do the work of an evangelist. These are the only three uses of the word evangelist in the entire Bible. Other people could be considered evangelists in that they did preach the good news, including Jesus Himself and Paul. But Philip is the one person specifically called an evangelist in Scripture. In Luke chapter 20 and verse 1, we read, As He was teaching and preaching the good news of the gospel, the religious leaders and the teachers of the law and the elders came. Romans 1:15. So I am eager to come to you in Rome, too, to preach the good news. Philip had been one of the seven deacons chosen so that the apostles could do their work of teaching and prayer. Acts 6:3 says, But carefully select from among you, brothers, seven men who are well attested, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may put in charge of this necessary task. Evidently, Philip had settled in Caesarea and had lived there for some 20 years before Paul arrived in Acts chapter 21. The previous evangelistic work of Philip was in Samaria. In Acts chapter 8, verses 4 to 8, Those who had been made to go to other places preached the word as they went. Philip went down to a city in Samaria and preached about Christ. The people all listened to what Philip said. As they listened, they watched him do powerful works. There were many people who had demons in their bodies. The demons cried with loud voices when they went out of the people. Many of the people could not move their bodies or arms and legs. They were all healed. There was much joy in that city. He proclaimed the Messiah to the Samaritans and performed miracles, including casting out demons and healing paralytics, people that were paralyzed. It is noteworthy that Philip performed water baptism in the name of Jesus, but the baptism of the Holy Spirit did not occur until the apostles came to Samaria. The presence of Peter and John in Samaria and the indwelling of the Spirit in believing Samaritans confirmed the ministry of Philip there. Acts 8:17 reads, "Then Peter and John placed their hands on the Samaritans, and they received the Holy Spirit." As an evangelist, Philip had preached the gospel, and when the Samaritans believed it and received the Spirit, they were welcomed into the church. Where there had been previously division and animosity between Jews and Samaritans, there now existed the spiritual bond of love. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 14 says, "Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony." The pioneering efforts of Philip laid the foundation for his hearers to receive the Holy Spirit by faith. The ministry of Philip as an evangelist continues in Acts chapter 8 as he is led by an angel to go to the desert road to Gaza. Now on the road, he meets an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official to the queen of Ethiopia. Philip opens the understanding of the man to the word of God, and the eunuch is saved. That word saved means to be saved from hell and on the road to eternal life in heaven with Jesus. I am saved and you can be saved also. I am excited to think that I will get to see this man in heaven one day and discuss his meeting with Philip. You too will also get to do that if you earnestly and sincerely repent of your sin. Believe in Jesus and his atonement for sin when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for you. Well, back to the story. Philip baptizes the man by total immersion in water, and the Holy Spirit snatches Philip away. Acts 8:39 reads, "When they came up out of the water, the Holy Spirit took Philip away. The man from Ethiopia did not see Philip again. He went on his way full of joy." Philip later appeared at Azotus and traveled about preaching the gospel in all the towns until he reached Caesarea. Everywhere he went, Philip shared the gospel. That is what evangelists do. Timothy was told to do the pre-salvation preaching that is the work of an evangelist. 2 Timothy 4:5 says, "As for you, always be self-controlled in all things. Endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry." This same preaching of the good news is the general call to the disciples in the Great Commission, and to all of us who are already saved, that we are to continue to do this to the end of the age. Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20 reads, "Then the 11 followers went to Galilee. They went to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw Jesus, they worshipped him, but some did not believe. Jesus came and said to them, 'All power has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go and make followers of all the nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to do all the things I have told you, and I am always with you, even to the end of the world." In Jude chapter 1, verse 3, all saints are to contend earnestly for the faith delivered to them. And in verse 23, we are to save others by snatching them from the fire. In the book of Jude, all saints are to contend earnestly for the faith delivered to them. Save some of them by pulling them out of the fire. Have loving kindness for others, but also fear them. Be afraid of being led into doing their sins. hate even the clothes that have touched sinful bodies. The office of evangelist will be needed until the church reaches the maturity of Christ himself. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13 reads, He also gave apostles, prophets, missionaries, as well as pastors and teachers as gifts to his church. The purpose is to prepare the people of God to serve and to build up the body of Christ. This is to continue until all of us are unified in our faith and in our knowledge about the Son of God until we become mature, until we measure up to Christ, who is the standard. Good news is meant to be shared, and we have the best news of all. Jesus died and rose again and saves all who will call on him. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes, and thus has righteousness, and with the mouth one confesses, and thus has salvation. I am going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Now, here is a letter we have received at Vision for Christ from a listener from the nation of Ghana in West Africa. He writes, Through this program on Radio Africa, God has revived my spiritual life so much that I now pray without ceasing, read the Bible more often than ever before, and I have also learnt reconciliation and forgiveness anew to prepare for the second coming of Christ. We thank this listener for writing and encourage you to share your comments on the broadcast with us as well. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us also. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. We so enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us. At Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past, present, and future radio programs, and Pastor Terry Precept does a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. See photos of Terry and me, and learn and read more about us and our ministry. You can contact us through the contact form at our website. That website address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment, in the event you are not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address. Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. And that is gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor. I offer this final bit of explanation found in the Bible in Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip the people of God to do His work and build up the church, the body of Christ.